On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out there in podcast land, time for some rapid fire where we... It's kind of our signature bit, I guess, where we try to stump each other with questions, trivia questions that we make up, research them, make sure we have the right answer, and then try to stump the other with the trying to get the answer. So,
and it hasn't been stolen by another podcast.
Yeah, not yet. We'll see.
It's coming.
Okay, so question number one for you. This is a list question. Sorry about it.
Terrific.
Can you name four bands that James Lomenzo has played for?
James Lomenzo. When I think of him, I think of White Lion.
That is correct.
He was in Black Label Society.
Yep.
Pride and Glory.
Yep, I didn't think you'd get that one.
Yeah, I just listened to that recently. What a good album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Zach Wilde. I like Pride and Glory better than Black Label Society. But
oh, yeah. It was a lot. You know, he went way harder with Black Label Society, which is fine. But, you know, I like Pride and Glory, too.
Yeah, Pride and Glory's almost got a Southern twins to it. Now I have to think of the fourth band that James Lomenzo's played in.
There's two more big bands that he's played in.
God, I'm drawing a blank. Let me think. Any clues? Because I know he's been in a lot of bands.
Yeah, these are two bands that he recorded two albums for both bands. One of them, he was kind of a replacement bass player, and then the main bass player came back. The other one, he was the bass player for both albums. They never really went anywhere, but the albums didn't, but that group became something different. He was kind of a session player.
Okay. I'm drawing a complete blank. I don't know.
Well, he was the bass player on two Megadeth albums.
Oh, God, that's right. Oh, my God. I should have got
Cryptic
that one.
Cryptic Writings and the one before. And then he was also the bass player in Slash's Snake Pit.
That I didn't know.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Good question.
So there you go. Yeah, James Lomenzo, he's been around. Yeah, I've always wondered when, you know, the bass player from Megadeth left for a while, who replaced him. Now we know.
James must be really good because people snap him up.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, question number one for you. I'm going to give you a list question since you gave me a list question. Right?
All right. All right.
What is the name of this band? I'm going to list every album title that they made in the 80s. You give me the band.
Oh, boy.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Conquest, Abominog, Head First, Equator, and Raging Silence. What band made those albums?
And you say this is a hard question or an easy one?
I think it's pretty hard.
Yeah. Is it Uriah Heep?
It is Uriah Heep.
Yes. Correct.
I figured Abominog is what gave it away.
Yeah, it did, because I had that album. That was a good one.
It's probably my favorite from them.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Head First was good after that, but they're okay. But they're still around. They've been around forever. To me, they're like a poor man's Deep Purple.
Yeah. I like them all right.
They're okay.
Abominog was cool back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Okay. This is going back in time. This is, I'll give you a hint already, it's from 1958.
Holy crap.
What album, and this is the first time, what album was awarded the first Gold Album Award?
Do I have to give the name of the album or just the artist?
You can give me anything you can think of for the album. How about that?
I'll say Elvis Presley.
That is incorrect.
Buddy Holly.
No, I'll tell you it was a Broadway cast recording.
And this is hard rock and hell. What?
No, no, it is not hard rock at all.
It's just a music quiz. It's a Broadway from 1958.
Well, we talk about gold and platinum albums all the time, and this was the first gold album.
Well, I can safely say that this question sucks. Okay.
Get it wrong.
Hello, Dolly.
Oh, you're very close.
Am I?
No, Hello, Dolly was from the 40s. But anyway,
like I know
this
that.
This is Oklahoma. So now you know.
I might know a bit of Oklahoma. Da, 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 da. I don't know.
Where the wind goes racing down the range. O-K-H-A-H-O-M-A. Oklahoma. Okay.
I'm worried about you. I've been to one Broadway play in my lifetime. That was The King and I with Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, Lou Diamond's a cool guy. He lives in the San Fernando Valley. Great guy. Actually, he was pretty cool, but I'm definitely not. My wife loves that stuff. I can't get into it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see Finding Neverland this Friday.
No, you're supposed to say, my wife is dragging me to see.
My wife and daughter are dragging me. Actually, I'm working. I'm bartending for the show, so they're coming.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's nice out.
Okay, so you're 0 for 2.
Yeah, I'm so thrown
just
by
that saying.
Question. And you're 1 for 1.
Yes.
All right, so I got to find a hard one for you. Yeah, I don't think I have one. All right, here we go. Lynyrd Skynyrd had a massive hit with a song that was also a title of a movie starring Reese Witherspoon and Patrick Dempsey. Can you name the name of the song? A Lynyrd Skynyrd song. Also name of a Reese Witherspoon movie.
I got to say Sweet Home Alabama.
You are 2 for 2. Oh.
I hate that song.
Do you? Well, you probably hear it more than I do.
Well, we played it. Every gig we ever had, we played that and probably Brown Eyed Girl at every single gig.
Oh, I'd take Sweet Home Alabama over Brown Eyed Girl any day.
I don't want either one of them. But I tell you, they went over. You know, it's, you know, the guitar player starts those first 3 or 4 notes of Sweet Home Alabama and people lose their minds.
Turn them up.
Turn them up. Oh, God. You know, I wonder how many gigs I played in the 20 years I was in the band. Got to be 500.
500 times you heard that song.
I played that song, which is worse because it's 3 notes.
You could probably be asleep and put your fingers in the right places.
There were times, you know, it'd be like 1 in the morning and I'm playing that song and I'm like, oh, my God, I just want to close my eyes and kind of lean back, and I guess the song was over. We stopped playing it. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. All right. Question number 3 for you. Let's see if you can redeem yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sucking eggs here.
This is kind of an interesting question. I went back and looked at this, and this is pretty funny. Which members of Jellyfish are in Davy Jones' backing band in the Brady Bunch movie?
Are you really?
Seriously, I went and looked it up and saw the video. Check it out on YouTube.
Is there like 2 of them?
2 of them. Well, there's a whole band, but 2 of the guys are from Jellyfish.
Wow. I'm going to say one of them has got to be the keyboard player, and his name escapes me right now. And Andy Strummer?
No! No, Andy was not one of them.
Oh. Somebody's behind me again. Yep, yeah. I see them. Yeah, my nieces and daughters are all behind me goofing off. God, I'm going to say Andy Stromer and the keeper.
It was not Andy Stromer.
No!
Oh, damn it. What was it? Eric Dover.
Eric Dover is one of them, yes.
And the keyboard player. I can't remember his damn name.
Roger Manning.
Roger Manning Jr.
Yes, that is. Those are the two. I am shocked at how many bands Roger or Eric Dover played in. He must be a killer guitar player.
Yeah, he can sing. Yeah, he was elite. He was in Snake Pit.
Yeah.
Jellyfish, Imperial Drag, Alice Cooper's band.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Major talent.
Yeah.
He can write songs, too.
That's why he was in Jellyfish. Those guys are no joke.
So basically, I went 0 for 3, pretty much.
0 for 3.
Damn it. But you got one more, right?
Turn in your rock card.
Okay. This one's might be easy, might be hard.
If I know it, it's easy.
There you go. Santana's hit song, Black Magic Woman, is actually a cover. Can you tell me who originally recorded it?
Holy crap.
Got
a black I thought woman. That was a Santana song.
Nope. I didn't know that either.
Oh, man. Is it Tito Puente?
Incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
Fleetwood Mac.
What?
That's a Fleetwood Mac song. Peter Green.
I was going to say, it's before they got all...
Isn't
Lindsey Buckingham.
Green Manalishi also a Fleetwood Mac song or something like that?
Yeah, it is.
Fleetwood Mac was a completely different band before Buckingham and Nicks showed up.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So you went 2 for 3.
2 for 3. Well, that last one was a hard one. Jeez. Unless you knew it, then it's easy.
That Como Te Ne Va, whatever the heck the name of that song is. That's
Oye Como Va.
Yeah, that's a cover, too.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's something. It might be Tito Puente. Something like that. I believe it is a cover.
Ask your wife what that means.
Okay. Well, she's in the other room, but I will.
I'd like to know what Oye Como Va means.
Let's leave everybody, our listeners, waiting for the next episode with the answer to that. Maybe like the 10th episode.
Oye Como Va.
I don't know. It's a
good, lindo.
It's a cool song, though.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I guess I won this session.
You won.
Yes.
You're starting to win more on a regular basis here. I don't like this trend here.
I want my pay doubled. Tripled.
You got it. I'm going to figure that out. I'll carry that. Zero still. Sorry. We have no sponsors.
But it is tripled.
Yeah.
Right? We got that clear.
Tripled. You got it.
Oh, yes.
The ink's drying right now in the contract.
Nice. Okay.
All right. On that note, click.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
All right, so a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so, I saw or was lucky enough to see Ghost in Baltimore. And if you've never seen Ghost, it is definitely an event. They've increased the number of people in the band. Now they have 3 guitar players, bass player, 2 female keyboard players, drummer, and then the singer.
Are they all ghouls?
Oh, they're all ghouls. And he introduces the band. And he goes on bass. And then he goes off, you know, tell them how that shakes your taint and all that. And
what?
Yeah. I said, this is Ghoul. And he introduces the keyboard players as ghoulettes.
Okay. But it's
funny. Everybody's ghoul, but...
Not to be confused with Robert Goulet?
No. No, that's probably really different.
Okay.
Very different.
All right.
But I've gotten into Ghost the last couple of albums, and I like their music. Very heavy, melodic. You know, I don't care about the lyrics, you know, whether it's satanic or whatever. I don't really care. I like the melodies. I like the music, so... Whatever.
Satanic pop music.
Yeah, really. But it's pretty heavy. They play some of their older stuff, you know, not a lot of it. And that stuff's a lot darker, a lot more like Deus de Unum or whatever. I have no idea what he's saying. But their last few albums, last 3, I guess, have been great. And that's what they focus the concerts on now. But
oh, so where'd they play?
They played most of the stuff from the last three albums. They played a couple, like Year Zero from one of their earlier albums, which is a great song. A couple of songs that I don't even know the titles to, can't pronounce them. You know, some Latin, I guess, Latin-inspired stuff. But they started out with Rats, the beginning of their latest album, which is some kind of intro, and then they start out, first song they actually play is Rats, which is a great song. They go in and they play all the ones you would expect Ghost to play, you know, the ones off Pope Star and Meloria, you know, just all their really good songs that they play. And the band is really tight, and they sound great. You know, the two keyboard players add a lot to it. They have the two guitar players. Well, there's three. One's kind of back a little bit. I don't know that he's really in the band or whatever, but he's back like next to the drums. But the two main guitar players trade off a lot. There's one little guy. I mean, the mask is so big on him. It's kind of funny, but he's killer guitar player. He's really good. And they kind of trade off and they're joking around. They have a guitar battle kind of thing. And the other guy totally admits defeat, but the songs, you know, they played for almost 2.5 hours, and it was great. You know, I really didn't think it was 2 hours, but really, really good. So if you have a chance to go see Ghost, definitely do it.
So what venue did they play in Baltimore?
It was the Hippodrome, which is like a more of a classical theater kind of thing. It had like two or three levels. My wife and daughter saw a musical there last year, musical play.
What, 2,000 people maybe?
Yeah, probably maybe 2,500. It's a pretty big place. We were all the way at the back on the lower level, like right in front of the sound booth or the sound guy. And they started on the exact minute, you know, supposed to start at 8 o'clock. They started right at 8 o'clock. But they played till about 10:45.
Okay. So these ghouls, as we call them,
yeah.
Do they sing background vocals at all or no? And how do they sing through the damn mask?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with it, but they are definitely singing. I don't really, the masks look like they're metal, but I don't know that they are metal.
Metal, the material, not metal.
Yeah. Yeah. the ghoulettes definitely sing back up, and the two guitar players do, the bass player doesn't, and the rhythm guitar player that's in the back, he sings. But they're all wearing the ghoul masks. So, you know, if you're not into Ghost because you think it's a stupid gimmick or whatever, you need to get over that and get past it because their music is great. I was kind of like that. I was like, I don't want to be listening to some satanic band. I'm not really into that or whatever. And then I started hearing some songs off of Pope Star, and so great.
I like a nice gimmick as long as you got the songs to back it up with.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Gwar is an interesting gimmick, but I'm not into the music.
Yeah, Sig Sputnik. Great gimmick, crap music.
Yeah, you know, just not... That's where Ghost has it, I think. Their music is really good. I think they spent time on it, and they rock. They really do, and it's melodic, and check them out. I know they're still on tour. I don't know where they are at this point, but
yeah,
Baltimore is one of their early shows.
In certain cities, like in L.A., they played like the Forum, 17,000. Yeah, in certain cities, they're playing big arenas.
Yeah,
and like in Baltimore, which is a smaller town, you know, place like in L.A. has the Pantages Theater, which is about 2,500. That place sounds like about the same. I guess it depends on where you're at. I'm going to guess Chicago, New York, L.A., bigger places. I'm just happy there's a newer, younger rock band that's actually getting airplay and getting noticed. It's them and Greta Van Fleet right now and the Struts. that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Rock gets nothing. Nobody notices new bands.
Yeah, I went with a friend of mine and his son to the Ghost show, and his son was really impressed. And he's been learning to play guitar, so he started learning a bunch of Ghost songs. It's like, that's cool. This is really cool.
Yeah. Like, for us, it was our gateway band was Kiss.
Yeah.
But we like the songs, because if Kiss songs, if their songs sucked, we wouldn't like Kiss.
Yeah, so exactly.
I guess this is this generation's Kiss, Ghost. I'm cool with it.
I'm all for it. The first time I saw them was an outdoor festival in Philly at a soccer stadium. And the headliner was Avenged Sevenfold, Slayer played, Anthrax, but Ghost played also. It was for my first time seeing them, and after that I was hooked.
Yeah, they're
because I like the songs, and I'm okay with the gimmick. I think it's pretty cool. You know, there's rumors around who has actually played some of the concerts as a ghoul. You know, that Dave Grohl was the drummer for one show.
Oh, really?
But that'd be like, wow, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Dave Grohl.
Who knows if that's true? Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl, yeah. Could have been.
But who knows if that's true? But, they'll never admit it. But, you know, who the singer is like the worst kept secret ever. It's out there now. But anyway, if you got to at least give Ghost a chance. If you don't enjoy the gimmick or whatever, just listen to it as newer rock band.
All we are saying is give Ghost a chance. Yeah, you know what? I still haven't got into them as much as you have, but I like some of the songs. I just got to just put it in the car, going to work, listen to it a couple times, see if I like it or not.
Yeah, if you want a starter album for them, go with Meloria.
Okay.
There's some really good songs on there. Their latest album, I think, is probably not as good as that as Meloria, but it's still really good. Pope Star is great. So I would probably go with Meloria, then Pope Star, then this newest one.
Okay, this Monday on work and coming back, I'll listen to Meloria.
All right, there you go.
All right, and the rest of you people out there, go do the same.
Just do it.
Yeah, bye.
Take my word for it. You won't be sorry.
Yeah, and if you are sorry, blame Danny.
Really? You can dock my pay for this.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, we'll do that.